Want to bring someone to your attention. Her name is Kristen Christensen. A bit of a redundant name, but she is one of those people doing so much good in our community. And she was just named a fellow for the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, which helps out families taking care of our wounded warriors. And it's something Kristen knows about all too well because her husband returned from the Iraq War with a traumatic brain injury. Okay, so we got Kristen on the phone right now. Kristen, the Dole Foundation helps families in your situation. Tell me about what it means to be named a fellow for the Dole Foundation.
Every year that the Dole Foundation names fellows from each state, and they teach them how to and train them how to advocate for their families in their state nationwide. So for me, it gives me an opportunity to partner with the Dole Foundation and one, help people identify as caregivers, and then two, connect with resources and really talk about initiatives that are important to me, like the medical retirement transitions, the caregiver program, and then the Hidden Heroes Cities and Countries program as well.
Well, the cool thing, Kristen, is that you're talking to an audience who knows who Elizabeth Dole is and who Bob Dole is. And so tell us more about the Dole Foundation.
It was established in 2012 by Senator Elizabeth Dole, and it is the only organization that is completely dedicated to supporting military caregivers. It helps empower, support, honor, and really bring together our nation's 5.5 million military caregivers who are spouses, parents, family, friends, even kids at this point.
Well, what's interesting to me, Kristen, is that for all the good you guys are doing, frankly, this is the first time I've heard of the Dole Foundation.
Yeah, you know, even though it's been around since 2012, there's not a lot of recognition for caregivers. And I think that's why it was really important for Senator Elizabeth Dole. Her husband actually had a presidential commission for returning wounded warriors that my husband was actually a part of when he came back. And during that time, she saw the caregiver piece of this and recognized that there was a huge need there.
And while this may be all new to us, you've got some pretty powerful people helping you get the word out about Hidden Heroes.
Tom Hanks, he's actually the campaign chair for the Hidden Heroes campaign. What that is for the Hidden Heroes Cities. It's working directly with community leaders to gain networks and support and resources for caregivers. And that's one of the things that I'm really passionate about.
Well, way to go, Kristen. Congrats on being named a Dole Foundation Fellow and for letting us know about the whole Hidden Heroes program.
If they want to find out what more can be done in our area or learn more about it, they can email info@ElizabethDoleFoundation.org. Mm-hmm. Or if there's caregivers in our area, which I know there are, they can go to HiddenHeroes.org.
Kristen Christensen, named a fellow for the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. Thanks so much for informing us on this cool program going on. Take care.
Thank you.
And if this sounds like something you'd like to get on board with, or you know a family that could benefit from knowing about Hidden Heroes, we got a great article awaiting you at EverettPost.com.
It's great songs and morning fun with Tim Hunter on KRKO.